There's the old okey-doke. Tyrese Halliburton getting a little help from his Olympic teammate, Derek White, to put this game on ice. But the Pacers showing tremendous resilience and resolve after squandering a 24-point lead in the third quarter. The game going into overtime, and then Pascal Siakam with the big three to give them the eventual margin.
Well, that's not how I expected that game to go. The Boston Celtics fall in overtime to the Indiana Pacers.
This I like.
Is Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song is this?
Nightmare on My Street.
Nightmare on My Street, right.
See, this I know. Now you're in my sweet spot.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, this was early Fred.
This is with DJ Jazz and Jeff. Yeah.
I liked this, this CD.
The Arkan, the best rapper to cross over as an actor, would you say?
I'd say that, yeah. I'd say it's probably him or, you know,
Ice-T,
LL Cool J, somebody like that.
Ice Cube. A lot of ices.
All the ices.
Not ISIS.
Not ISIS.
That'd be different.
Several different varieties of ice, both the cube and the T. I'd say they're all right up there. But Will Smith had the crossover appeal like right away. You know, like when he was in the height of his musical career, started that show, and that show was an instant hit right away. Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody compares to that. I think that was the biggest crossover.
Well, plus, he's like a Oscar winner, isn't he?
Now, yeah, sure.
So, I mean, I don't think either of the Ices have Oscars.
After slapping Chris Rock in the face.
I'm not even sure they have Emmys.
maybe not. I don't know. Ice-T deserves Emmys for his work on the CSI, or whatever that show is he's on. What show is he on? One of the CSI.
Law and Order?
Yeah, Law and Order. Yeah, SVU, not CSI. every time I see a clip from that show of him talking, it's always funny. Anyways, the Celtics, that was not funny last night. They lose to the Pacers in overtime, 135-132, despite a unbelievable comeback in this game, which I didn't think I'd be talking about that with this team early on in the season. Big comebacks, anything like that. I didn't think they'd be down by 20 points at any point early on in the season. I thought they were just going to keep steamrolling over everybody until they got tired or until somebody got hurt or something like that before they started losing games like this. But the Pacers hung around. The Pacers made it very, very tough on them.
I told you.
Jaylen Brown had a terrible night.
Hey.
He did. What, you want to gonna debate that? He was very bad last
night. Well, he wasn't the only one.
No,
Tatum didn't really shoot all that well either.
No, he didn't.
This was in light of our conversation.
He wasn't 1 for 11 from 3-point range.
In light of our conversation with Scal, this is what happens when you don't shoot well from three and say, I'm just going to keep launching up 57 threes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like this.
Not a great night for old P. Pritch either.
Right.
He was not super accurate from the field. 16 points on 14 shots. Not exactly what we got in that last game. But yeah, listen, give the Pacers credit. They hung around. They had a reason to want to get revenge on the Celtics, just like all these other teams that you're going to be talking about here. This is a team that stood in between them and the NBA Finals. And they knew that. And they knew they probably won't get too many more chances like that. So I thought that was a good effort by the Pacers. A tremendous game from Pascal Siakam.
Yep.
And Benedict Mathurin?
Yes.
Where the hell did this guy come from?
Okay, I thought it was just me. I was like,
what a
I had no
monster.
Idea who he was.
He was killing it.
I know
last
I'm not
night.
Exactly a hoop head, but I was like, I don't really know what this
he
guy
was. I remember he was drafted a couple years ago, but I didn't hear much about him. And you saw him a little bit in the last year, but he was everywhere last night. They had no answers for him.
And they're a team that doesn't play your style of basketball. They don't launch up threes. Now, it's funny, they actually hit some threes last night that were key in the moment, which I'm not opposed to. But they're like a 30-something threes-a-game team, not a 50-something threes-a-game team. And not that I think, because I think the Celtics didn't shoot very well. I don't think there's many nights where my guy's going to go 1 of 11, Tatum's going to be shooting poorly. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't think in a 7-game series you're going to have that happen enough times. So I don't actually think this is the example of the style makes the fight, and their style was able to beat you. I think you had an off night shooting. I would also throw in defense. This team's supposed to play defense and shoot threes, right? Last night, I didn't think the defense was all that good, and I didn't think they shot threes all that good. So this was definitely a wake-up call off night for them.
I'm not sure their defense has been all that great at all.
Not really. But
I'm not. They 118 to Detroit. I mean, like, that was not a game that I felt like they won very comfortably, and they didn't win comfortably because the Pistons kept scoring on them.
Yep.
They kept, you know, the Celtics would try and make a run, and the Pistons get right back into it. They had a ton of trouble stopping Cunningham. And last night, it was Siakam and Mathurin. I mean, they really, once those guys got hot, the Celtics, it seemed like, turtled a little bit.
But even then, You had the big comeback.
Yep.
Now I'm going to be a moment of honesty here. I had to go watch some of the highlights because they went down. They cut it a little bit, and then they went down to like 21. I'm like, ah, I'm going to go watch the Hernandez doc. And I was watching it, and then one of my son's friends was like, I think the Celtics are cut. I think it might be going to overtime. And we clicked back over and watched overtime, and then that was disappointing.
Yeah, it was disappointing. And that all happened right around the time that the Dodgers were making their comeback, yep. So there was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on.
A lot of screens.
I shouldn't have had Hernandez in the rotation last night.
Yeah, we can talk about the episode a little bit later on. I thought it was a good episode.
I actually thought it was one of the better. Emotionally,
it was. There was a lot of liberties taken with the timelines and things like that. But yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. The Celtics now 4-1. I wasn't expecting them to lose a game for a little while longer. And I don't know if this puts a damper on any of this crazy talk we were doing. And I say crazy in air quotes here because I don't think it's that crazy. But projections of the wins record and, you know, things like that. I don't consider that off the table because they lost the game here in Indiana.
If anything, maybe an early wake-up call could be good. Maybe an early... Oh, and they are a team. I said it to you. It's why I think they're a pretty scrappy good team in general, mm-hmm. Indiana. Now they're 2-3 now, I believe.
They're 2-3, yeah.
After that win... But you go back to last year, as everybody has correctly called it, it mm-hmm. was the most hard-fought sweep in the history of basketball.
I know.
Like, it felt like it could have been a sweep in the other direction, practically.
The last two games, they won by, like, 2 and 3 points, right. I think, right?
And
it was very
that,
close. Yeah.
You had my guy Jaylen Brown hitting that not-open corner three.
Right.
That was a huge, you know, changer in that series. So I think the Pacers play the, you know, I'm glad I didn't bet it because I was looking and I was like, yeah, that number seems a little high.
I did bet it and I did not win. So, yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, it was one of those nights. Listen, it's just one of those nights for the Celtics, and hopefully they bounce back and are able to collect themselves after, yeah, not shooting great and not playing great defense. Now they got these two games against Charlotte, who's not a good team. But they're a young team. They're kind of a frisky team, to borrow a phrase from the midday show. They are. Yeah, they're a young, athletic team.
This is a losable game, in my opinion, to the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
Go on the road to the Pacers last year, everything. That's okay. You lose to Charlotte, that's not okay.
Yeah, you should win both those games, yes, and beat Atlanta before you come
if
back.
If you have visions of being something special, and Scal talked a little bit about that yesterday, mm-hmm. Like, this team is motivated by the idea of they could be something special. Special doesn't go lose in Charlotte. Special can lose in Indiana. Special doesn't lose in Charlotte.
It definitely should not. That would be upsetting.
Then you're not special.
If that's what happens.
And yes, I will overreact Arcan style. If they lose back-to-backs, and Terp told me the other day they lost back-to-back like once. They never lost more than back-to-backs last year. Because I don't think this team's going to have a losing streak. But if you lose back-to-backs at this point, and one of those is in Charlotte, nope. Sorry. Not special.
No.
Give it up.
Not good.
It in. And that's weird for me to say because, you know, it's... 6 games into the season.
Yeah, but listen, this is the way
what we
this
do.
Is the way of a daily talk show. This is the way it works. Benedict Mathurin, I don't even know how to say his last name. Benedict, whatever his name is, who killed you last night in Indiana, was 30 points, and now Michael in Boston wants to explain who he is. Why don't you start with how to say his name? That might help us out here, Michael.
Yeah, sure. So I'm actually an Indiana Pacers fan.
Okay.
So it's kind of funny you brought it up. It's Benedict Mathurin.
Mathurin, that's okay.
T-H, yeah. And he was injured last year in the postseason, so he didn't play.
Okay.
He had shoulder surgery during the regular season, so he didn't get to play during that series.
Okay.
So hopefully that clears it up.
All right. Well, thanks for the assistance there. I didn't really remember him in the playoffs, but I sort of remembered him being on the team when they played him earlier in the year.
Existing.
Maybe existing. I kind of remember him getting drafted. He was the high pick. So, yeah, that's about it. Anyway, thanks for the assistance.
He's Canadian.
Certainly appreciate it. Oh, yeah. Was he in the Olympics? Did he play on Team Canada?
Montreal.
Him and Gilgeous Alexander over there on Team Canada with Andrew Wiggins, also Canadian.
National team career.
He must have been. He's out there giving people 30 points in the NBA. He's got to be on Team Canada, you would think.
I don't know that he was.
Maybe he was injured. He was dealing with the injury.
He was on Team Canada.
Yeah.
Against Serbia. Victory over Serbia. I don't know. I'm reading his Wikipedia page. But, yes, he is. Went to Arizona. Was the 6th overall pick in 2022.
Well, regardless of the Celtics losing that game or not last night, it does appear as though some early returns not going great for teams like the Milwaukee Bucks, who the Celtics beat recently. In fact, according to CBS, there are teams circling the water like sharks, getting ready for something to happen with Giannis Antetokounmpo, maybe as early as this trade deadline. This is a real report. We'll get into it next.